Last year, 28 people in the Northeast died from paddlecraft-related incidents. The U.S. Coast Guard says that's more than double the national average. To try to reduce the number of fatalities, the Regional Coast Guard Office in Maine is teaming up with the National Weather Service to issue a new advisory to let people know when water is dangerously cold. They're also emphasizing the use of one tried-and-true safety tool they say is not used nearly enough, the life jacket. Patty White has more.
Joe Mullen was only a couple hours into what was supposed to be a 2,000-mile kayaking voyage from Maine to Florida when his journey ended abruptly on April 30th. He'd been paddling through 3-foot swells, he says, and things were going fine. Then he turned his kayak toward a place called Bailey's Mistake near Lubeck.
When I started to turn to go up into Bailey's, I got hit with this little, probably less than a foot, wake broadside. And when it hit me, the boat just immediately rolled. And, I mean, you didn't have time to do anything. I did a wet exit while I was upside down underwater.
The water was a frigid 38 degrees, and Mullen tried to get back in his kayak.
Yeah, it kept rolling over. I knew I was going to be able to re-enter the boat.
Mullen's situation could have ended in tragedy, but he was wearing a dry suit and a life jacket. He was also carrying a radio, and he called the Coast Guard for help. Mullen was prepared for the unexpected, but Coast Guard Captain Mike Baruti says far too many people on kayaks, canoes, and paddleboards are not.
Last year we had 49 deaths.
That's in the 8 states that comprise the 1st Coast Guard District. But most of those deaths, says Baruti, were in Maine, New Hampshire, and the Lake Champlain region.
Which kind of makes sense because you have parts of the state which are very remote, and also because of the very cold water temperatures.
And as more people embrace paddle sports, says Maine Warden Service Lieutenant Adam Gormley, they often fail to take into account just how cold the water is, even on a warm, sunny day.
People often dress for the air and not the water.
But the worst mistake people make, says New Hampshire State Police Marine Patrol Captain Tim Dunleavy, is failing to wear a life jacket.
70% of the people who die as a result of a boating accident, their cause of death is ruled a drowning. 80% of those people were not wearing life jackets.
Registered Maine guide Humphrey Johnson says even strong athletes don't stand a chance if they accidentally plunge into ocean water without a life jacket.
And the reason for that is that as soon as you're in the cold water, all your blood is going to start going to the core of your body, and it's going to go away from your arms and legs. And that's what causes the numbness, and people lose the function of their arms and legs.
Beginning this spring, the Regional Coast Guard Office and the National Weather Service in Maine are teaming up to bring more awareness to paddlecraft safety. John Cannon of the National Weather Service says they're now issuing beach hazard statements to alert paddlecraft enthusiasts to potentially risky conditions.
We're used to forecasting intense weather, but now our staff is also forecasting the benign conditions in the morning. It's the water's flat, smooth, the winds are light. We had a big cold front just went through. It's very windy out here today. And there's a chop out there, and if you're out in the kayak and you went out in the morning when it was beautiful, you have a very good chance you might flip over in very cold water.
The beach hazard statements will be issued on weekends and holidays when cold waters pose a risk for hypothermia and large numbers of people on paddle crafts are expected on coastal waters. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.